Okay, so Willow and Harper, yeah, there's this Orcus Tavern, and you are sent in by Major Blunt to back up the current troops. For all intents and purposes, you're both officers, second lieutenants.
What?
Sirs?
I just popped into existence and I have so much power.
Where we left off last time, y'all made it to the Orc Town. Well, say town, but it's more like a shanty town.
Bring down to the ground town.
Let's see, Davin's Post. Everyone is military or ex-military. You've all been sent in here to clear out Shadow Tar, which is like this very addictive drug. And the ingredients are somewhere in the swamp.
They came into the pretty orc lady speakeasy that we just got out of.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. So we're just amongst you hanging out.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I gotcha.
So you've spoken with Obam Koman. He's the leader of the town. He had put y'all on a quest to go find a food source. You went and killed a bunch of trolls, and you came back, reported we were successful, and y'all sit down to a five-course meal of troll bits. So during the feast, Koman tells all of you about the murdered acolyte Harar and asks you to look into the matter. If you find the killer, bring them in, dead or alive, and Koman promises to reward y'all with plate armor and bracers of archery.
Ooh, does he know anything about this black tar stuff we're trying to stop the production and distribution of?
He does not.
Okay, all right, so we need to find out about this dead acolyte. What is he an acolyte of?
Can I tell you that?
Yes.
You know what? Roll for it.
Check. Yeah.
Persuasion check. Let's do it.
Oh.
I'm so glad I have another DM on the show. Thanks.
I don't know if I like her anymore. that is a 19.
With a 19, an acolyte of the Lurker.
Oh, that's not cryptic.
No, hold on. So y'all do know of the temple in the middle of the town, and what was relayed to y'all is that it's where everybody goes to worship.
They worship the Lurker?
Yeah.
Okay.
You see, I'm trying to find a name real quick. Yeah, I'm sorry. Obviously, I showed up prepared today.
You could open a beer, but you can't open a book.
No, it's all PDF.
I know. I'm trying to make a joke.
It's a lousy joke.
I totally forgot to mention. This is going to awkwardly be in your recording, and I'm sorry. I forgot to mention. I use they, them pronouns. I totally forgot to say something.
Okay. Yeah, so, well, yeah, out of curiosity, so it, and again, this is just for educational purposes. So yeah. moving forward, is it like they and them, like clear across the board, or is it like when we reference to you or?
Just me. So my character is she, her. Yeah. Okay. I'm so used to obviously talking to people who I've been talking to forever that I forget to mention it sometimes. You know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And really from our end over here, a lot of it is just the written word that's in this adventure, you know, he, she, they, you know, whatever's on here, that's usually what I'll stay with, you know?
Gotcha, yeah.
So if I do let something slip, by all means, I am very sorry.
Oh, no, you're totally good. That's on me. I didn't tell you. You can't know if I don't say anything. So.
Yeah, right. We're here to back each other up as much as possible.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what you do know about the Church of the Lurker, it's owned and operated by the priestess Java. That's J-A-H-V-A, Java. Yeah, so this acolyte was one of the people there that go to worship regularly.
All right, what do you guys say we go to this temple and talk to this priestess Java?
So Harper's probably just been listening into the conversations that are happening right now. She's one of the types who are more so, they listen, they write things down, they try and save them for later. And she'll actively engage if someone else doesn't do it first in terms of like conversation, but very much seems to be like the stereotypical almost like wizard stuck in her own head, has a million thoughts going on of things that she wants to do, but is also trying to be like, oh, right, I have a job. I'm supposed to be paying attention and not doodling in my notebook. But, you know, is definitely trying to gather the information from this NPC whose name I forgot.
Obam
Priestess.
Koman.
No, I was going to see Priestess Java.
Oh, were you going to go see her now, or are you still talking beforehand?
Well, I don't know. Let's ask the officers what they want to do. I was not enlisted in the Navy for 23 years.
I think they seem like a good person to move on to ask questions to. There's none that you have left here?
No, sir, ma'am.
No, you know
what? Let's just do what Battlestar Galactica does. They call everyone sir.
That's true. They do.
They do.
Yeah. No, sir, I don't have any more questions here at the bar. I think that our quickest way to finding out about this acolyte, Harar, is to go through Priestess Java at the Temple of the Lurker.
I agree. And Willow probably does as well, but she's not really the talkative sort.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your input, Willow. Always a pleasure to hear from you.
I'm Thaleon, by the way.
Harper.
I'm a ranger. Pretty good. I drive boats also. Sometimes I bring them back to shore.
Mostly they sink. Hello there. I'm Magnus. I'm a half-orc barbarian.
Oh, I'm an elf, by the way. Really good looking elf, by the way. Really good looking.
Just a human. I'm sure you are fabulous. She's super not looking at you.
Isildur, introduce yourself.
Okay, fine. I'm Isildur. I am a druid of the Circle of Spores, and I am our cartographer and medic.
Mm. Oh, she's a divination wizard, so I should roll her portents real fast.
Ooh.
That's a 3. That's promising. And a 7. Good. Good rolls. Can't wait for those to come in handy.
And I am Willow the Yeti. I'm a 6.5-foot tall human ranger / rogue.
I would love to imagine this is how they actually introduce each other, where they're just like, hello, here's my height.
It'd be nice, right?
I tower over all of you.
I know you're all curious about what exactly it is, so let me tell you.
Just in case you didn't notice, I'm fucking massive.
Okay. Beefy. Nice.
I'm 5'2". I come up to like her shoulder, maybe.
Yeah. Probably then.
Harper would write little notes about everyone, puts a frowny face next to a couple, and starts
next,
to...
Next to which ones?
The person who said that they may not take boats back.
Oh, I don't know who that was. We should go to the temple.
Yeah, so they, I would guess, from their head on to the temple.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll just say that y'all are carrying on this conversation outside of Obon's home.
We leave him in the middle of the conversation. He's still talking, and we all exit, and he's just like, what? No.
Yeah, so as I was saying, wait, where are you going?
As we drive away.
As we drive away on our motorcycle next to the really busy street we're on.
He turns into Jar Jar. How wooed. All right, so we're all walking happily to the temple. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know about happily, but yeah.
Skipping along.
Okay, so you're popping up to the Church of the Lurker. The building towers over the rest of the town by several stories. The bell tower swings in the wind precariously, worming out a skewed ring every once in a while. The ravens sitting in the tower and on the roof are unimpressed by the noise and watch you prudently.
Prudently watches back.
Harper looks at one and as they're walking tries to like sketch it in her notebook. Probably does not look good. Like a little stick figure bird is noting birds are quite rude in this area in her notebook.
Anybody else?
And then I shoot it. No, okay, sorry.
Okay, you're gonna shoot it. All right, here we go. Roll initiative.
Harper doesn't put up no rude ass birds.
Take that, you lousy bird.
Harper would just be going trigger happy on all the magpies in Australia.
I've clipped through to the boss fight where we fight the mega ravens.
All right, so you're walking to the Church of the Lurker. When you enter the church, you see dancing dust and the few rays of light that find their way into the chamber through small windows. Old benches and chairs, repaired many times over, stand in a circle around the center of the room. The only color in the room comes from a few sparse wall hangings. Robed figures work at desks, which stand against the inner walls. They ignore you.
They're ignoring us?
Gotta say, this place is very dank.
Writes that in a notebook. Dank. No.
As a half-orc, Magnus is kind of feeling at home here. It's like, oh, you know, I love what you've done with the place. You know, there's room for more. It's kind of like a blank canvas, but there's already stuff here.
He's giving design advice on
the culture.
We're looking for Priestess Java?
So, everyone sees these orcs, and they're all just kind of scribbling. They look over at Magnus.
You know, fellas, we was in there trying to write down all this stuff, and we're doing the best we can with what we got.
But, it's the fact that you can do so much with so little that counts, you know.
Well, it's really all about just, we're around here, it's fine, it's fine with what we got around here.
Whereas, Thalion, you hear...
Why, thank you. We've taken a lot of effort to make everything work just fine around here with the little items that we do have available ready for us.
Translating.
I have a helm of comprehending languages.
Yeah, so nobody else could hear that. And then to Thalion's question again, everyone hears...
We'll get over here as quick as we can.
And they're going to get her.
Well, yes, absolutely. We'll find out where she is and we'll have her as quickest of the quickest of quicks.
Excellent. Thank you.
And so a couple of minutes go by. You see her walking through one of the thresholds.
Strangers, how very welcome. Do you bring tidings for us? If not, you are interested in our church in particular. Our Lord is a mysterious and powerful one. All who join our sermon and accept my blessing may unlock unknown powers in themselves. If you would like, I could tell you more over a cup of tea.
Absolutely.
It would be wonderful.
Excellent, excellent. How about let's just sit over here in this empty table? And...
She says empty, and then the acolytes that are sitting there, they all just get up and move away, empty their seats.
Yes, very convenient.
So is there enough room for all of us?
We're going to say yes.
Excellent.
With that, she is sitting down across from everybody, or around everybody, I guess, like a square table, nice at the round table. You figure it out how that works. I don't know. And, the other orcs, they bring down these haphazardly made porcelain cups of tea. And the stuff inside, you're not really sure what it's made of.
Can I roll a check to just... my suspicion coming through, just to make sure there's nothing funky going on with it.
Yeah, what do you want to roll?
I don't know, maybe our... I don't know if a poison would necessarily be magical.
Maybe a nature check.
Well...
Nature, maybe? Yeah,
yeah, I don't think nature.
Let me try that.
Yeah, you want to listen to Thalion? Go ahead.
Thalion, the ranger with the... Yeah, I don't...
They're talking about it next to each other. Yeah, it might be poison. Yeah, you should roll a nature check in front of them. That's a 22.
Damn, okay. Damn good roll. Okay, with a 22, nature check-wise, you can definitely tell that there's different herbs, different grains, different types of soil, and there's a lot of nature going on in each of these, and you're not really sure.
Nature.
And it seems like each tea, quote-unquote tea, is really just like water that they poured or grabbed from wherever they could. It's not really the same tea, per se, and with that roll, you tend to think that it's more of like a hospitality, hey, we're here to give you these offerings type of thing, as opposed to actually being any kind of poison. Although poison per se, like they're not trying to poison you, but this shit might get you sick.
So real quick, I'm just going to cast Purify Food and Drink on everybody's stuff.
Okay, so here's the important question. What are the components to that?
Food and drink? No. That's
it. That is a great question.
Daddy, you give him all the easy ones.
Wait your turn, Ranger.
I don't know anything about components, dude. I've never had to use components. Not the way we play.
Do you have to do a chant? Do you have to wave your hands around?
No, it's instantaneous.
It doesn't look like it has a component. It's verbal and somatic.
Okay.
How quickly
it has components, just on material components. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Okay. Right.
The food that you're casting it on, yeah?
So you actually have to speak in order to do this. What are you going to say?
So this looks super pleasant and drinkable.
Swish.
Waving his hands around it.
Yeah, when you do that, everyone sees little flares of magic sparkles, and the water is now drinkable.
Hooray.
And our hosts are now offended. No,
yeah, probably.
Down it.
Yeah, Harper will drink it after seeing that spell cast. Before, she was going to do that thing. She's like, oh, it's lovely, and then like throw it over her shoulder. But like...
Love that good bog water.
Did you say bong water?
Ooh, yuck.
Bog, but yeah, bong water. I love that good old bong water.
Well, this place is dank.
We are looking for illegal drugs, so like, you know, I don't know what their stance on the Mary Jane is.
I've had some of this Shadow Tar. It's trippy.
Yes, this is true.
I would say that after enjoying tea for a little bit, Harper would just speak up and be like, do you have any information, not to skip right to the point, but to skip right to the point. Do you have any information on Black Tar, was it? She looks to the others in the group to confirm.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Honestly, for the these parts of the swamp, we keep our souls purified as much as possible. Tell you what, how about you join us for our next sermon? And perhaps the lurker will give you his blessings and might help you on your way looking for this Shadow Tar?
Shadow Tar.
Mm-hmm.
Magnus is just kind of looking at like the cup of tea after, as she's talking about like being pure, and then just kind of like eyes darting up and back, like, sure.
The religion that is involved with this church, or just this general like place in general, would I have any idea if it has like general positive connotations to those on the outside?
Roll a history check.
Okay. 11.
I want to back her up on that history check.
How are you going to back her up on a history check?
We knock our heads
think
together.
We all put our heads together and we think about it.
Bonk. Okay, yeah, let's roll an advantage. That was pretty good.
Okay. 14.
Okay, with a 14. I mean, hell, I was honestly going to give it to you 11, but I like the idea of y'all bunking your heads together.
I'm just like, I need some assistance. Come here. And like, just bonk.
Okay, with that history check and in the studies that you've had and all your annotations that you've made, you do remember that lurkers are always bad news.
Okay. Well, yeah,
you understand that while the intent that these orcs may have is good, there's nothing good that'll come out of dealing with a lurker.
And then we're also looking into the dude that got, right? Like the
Acolyte Harar. Yes.
Yeah. That so guy. Yeah, I'll have her speak up then, just be like, this Harar fellow, have you heard about him, them?
Oh.
And she just bows her head and she starts murmuring a little quick prayer.
Oh, God's rest his soul. God's rest his soul. Yes, there's a lot of suspicions going around as to who could have done it. Goodness. He was one of our best acolytes here. We have a hard time speaking of this, of course, just for the simple fact of it happened so gruesome. And mind you, I am very suspicious of anybody coming into this town. But seeing as how you do have a half-orc amongst you, we've already received word of the trolls that you have slaughtered for our benefit. Normal circumstances, yes, I would feel a lot more suspicious, but given your current actions, I can tell that you are not of the same cut of some other foreigners that have stepped onto our lands. As far as who killed him exactly, we do not know. But I can tell you, a lot of interesting things have been occurring ever since Fex has come to this town.
Ooh.
Oh, you haven't met Fex yet. He's practically met everybody around here. I'm surprised you haven't run into him yet.
What is a Fex?
Fex is the Rakshasa who's on the far end of town. We've kept him over there and he has refused to leave.
What has he been doing that's not making things good?
She pauses for a second.
He's a heathen. He's a heathen.
And she just starts, you can tell immediately with her body language, she just starts kind of receding backwards.
Is he a cannibal?
Rakshasas aren't really known to be cannibals.
That was a big leap.
You think Fex is the one who...
We've dealt with cannibals before.
Oh, I guess not as big of a leap.
Yeah. We weren't too far from the mark there. Do you think Fex is the one who is murdering your acolytes?
I cannot say.
Do you have a suspicion on who is murdering your acolytes?
I cannot say.
Cannot.
You had any chances to talk to him?
No, I've steered clear of him. I feel he has it out for me.
Why? Why is that, priestess?
I cannot answer that.
Cannot or will not?
Perhaps we should talk to him.
If you do, be careful. I wouldn't trust him.
Okay.
Well, why are you so hesitant to give us more information?
I can't answer that.
Why not?
I wish I could tell you why. I can't answer that.
All right. Can you tell us any more about Acolyte Harar so we can maybe get to the bottom of it and try to bring some kind of rest and peace to him?
What's left of him?
Well, even just the memory of him.
I can work with both.
That's true, you can. sorry, I broke my character there. yeah, all she says is...
If you must know, if anything, the best person to contact is Obam. Word has that he has Obam's remains down in his cellar.
And Obam works for you?
No. Obam's the chieftain of town. He's where you just came from, that my acolytes say that they saw you come from.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we have two possible people to talk to now for leads.
Yep.
All right. And just to put on rails real quick, Obam just mentions that, yeah, I do have Harar's remains. They're down here in my basement. You can tell right away the body looks badly mauled, as if a dozen people went to work on it. Oof. And no head.
Oop. Well, how do they know it's Harar?
The rest of them, I guess. Probably had dog tags. Who knows?
Maybe.
It's not in the story, dude. I'm just trying to help you out.
Oh, I'm just asking the questions. All right. So we talked to Obam. Anything, Azelcor, did you want to do anything with the body to try to...
Well, he's headless. I can't really talk to him.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he knows sign language.
Okay.
I don't.
Are there any clerics in the group?
Cricket.
Cricket. Okay. Who's the healer of the group?
That would be me.
One who talks to dead things.
Okay. So, Azelcor, roll me a medicine check.
Medicine. That is going to be a 21.
Well, goddamn, dude. Okay.
Hey, 15 plus 6, man.
Alrighty. So, with that medicine check, you check the outer body, and it reveals that the cuts weren't made with blades, but with claws. And
not by a beast.
Willow, can you roll me an investigation check?
Roll you a joint?
Roll him?
Investigation joint.
Totally different.
That's a 16.
So with a 16, you're checking the body's remains, Harar's body. You're looking at his fingernails, and you notice... blood and coarse hair underneath the fingernails, and the hair has a yellow and black color to it.
I want to look at that closer. Like, I get down, I'll look at, like, the fingernails, and, like, does this look like any sort of, like, animal or creature that is in the area or that perhaps anybody has seen or anything like that?
Oh, you're asking Obam?
Oh, I should ask that, I guess. This hair... under his nails, blood and hair. That's curious. Know how that got there?
Oh, that's a good find. We never would have been able to see it. Not with our gargantuan hands here.
Anything with hair or blood like this.
Right from the get-go, I can't think of anything.
Well, whatever it was, we can narrow it down to some sort of an animal because these are claw marks.
All right.
Cool, yeah.
Do we want to go talk to this Fex character?
Good idea.
Well, what sort of beasts are in these swamps?
You name it, we've got it. And if we don't got it, we probably end up getting it anyway.
Yeah, you tell them.
Air horn goes off.
Okay.
Yeah, and a party boat rolls by the river.
Willow, you said the fur was yellow and black?
Yes, it's strange.
All right. It might match with the Rakshasa. We'll see.
Perhaps.
Can I take, like, a... I don't know how much... is under the nails, but like a sample of some kind to take with us to be able to compare easier.
Ooh, sleight of hand.
Okay. Oh, I'm not great at that. 19, just kidding.
All right. All right. I was going to say, well, roll a disadvantage. No, I better not do that. Yeah, with a 19, again, you're again, textbook, easy peasy. You know about collecting samples. Not a problem for you.
Take out my little toolkit and... be gross for a moment as I take them out from under the corpse's nails.
Okay, and let's see. trying to think of something for the non spellcaster types, but there's not a whole lot left here for y'all.
I crack them in half and get the magic item inside.
Okay, roll a medicine check.
Like a Kinder Surprise egg. Oh,
gosh. Straight up bonbon him.
Medicine check, go for it.
It's D&D. Gold just falls out of him now.
Pinata style. Bling, 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 bling. You're cracking this sucker open. Roll that medicine check.
You, Harper.
Oh, I'm so
Harper.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Harper, open. 18. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I was looking at the wrong one. 14. Still not bad, though. I thought I was using nature for a second. Oops.
Yeah. Okay. So describe how you open up the, how you perform this this incision.
She does have like a dagger, so I would suppose she's using that to try and check it out. I don't think she has anything more nuanced than that. That doesn't look like it. So yeah, probably just trying to keep everything as clean as possible. Doesn't seem like she's particularly bothered by this. She also just has a regular small knife. So just using those two tools to try and do almost like surgical precision as best she can.
Okay. And what you find, all the organs are there, but they're distorted, discolored, and in the wrong places. And you can tell that, again, you are the wizard. You are the intel gatherer here. You know that something like this could only be caused by continued exposure to some kind of corrupting influence.
Gotcha. And that that like blackness that was under the nails, did we determine that was hair or that it might have possibly been something else?
Oh, no. Yeah, that was definitely hair. And the
okay,
hair
definitely
was
hair. Gotcha.
Yellow and black, yeah.
Just making sure I didn't miss something. Okay, she would communicate that to everyone else then and be like, they were exposed to something at some point. Seems their internal organs have been misplaced. Not outside of the body, but within. They're not the way that they should be.
Oh, well, that sounds gross.
It is.
I'll take your word for it.
Oh, you can look if you want.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
I'm gonna look.
Izzelcor, roll me and who's looking?
Izzelcor.
And
I'm also gonna look.
Yeah. And Willow and Magnus. Each of you roll me an Arcana check.
Oh yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh, I'm not very good at this one.
Five.
Oof. Four.
That's a five.
It's not golf scores, guys. Come on.
Oh, goodness.
Did Willow get
a five?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We did. I'm surrounded nice. By idiots.
Thaleon's trying to keep his lunch down.
Magnus is just like, oh, his guts are all misplaced. I have to check this out. Oh my god.
Everyone just gets faint from the sight of it.
Wow.
I'm just like, yep, that's fucky.
That's fucky.
I'm sitting here with my plus six arcana like, ah, you guys.
You've got it all over your hands, though.
True.
Okay, so Magnus, is everyone taking a look?
No, Thaleon is not looking. He's trying to keep his lunch down.
So you're looking.
Yeah, gotta look. What am I rolling? Arcana?
Yeah.
I rolled. It's really good.
So that means a natural one?
Yeah.
Way to go, pretty elf boy.
Hey, I didn't want to look. I was forced to by the DM.
Well, you're the one saying holding your lunch, and then the only way they can do that is if you're looking.
I looked and then looked away real quick.
If
not
you wouldn't have said
Arcana
anything,
check.
I probably would have let it slide.
Are you looking with the nat one, though?
Yeah.
I was... Yes.
He's like, let me see. Like, he just pushes everybody through.
Yeah, loose my lunch all over the body.
Okay. And, all right, Harper, what do you feel like doing right now when you're seeing everyone else staring at the guts and everything?
I don't know if you would let me, but I would like to roll an Arcana check, seeing everyone just look dumbfounded at this.
Absolutely. You can roll an Arcana check.
Thank you. That's a 23.
Okay, with a 23, let me see, you can see that some of these organs are alien, though, and it also reveals that a depraved otherworldly power has mangled Harar's innards.
Okay.
And with that, I need you, well, really everybody, to roll a charisma saving throw.
Oh, right boy. Now. I'm so charismatic.
Yeah, my best score. Just
my
kidding.
My throwaway.
Mine's a negative two.
Harper leaning in would just be like, bad. If you need something done, you need to do it yourself. Since everyone
And then everybody totally starts to die immediately.
And she got a 13.
Don't worry, Thalia passed.
I got a 10.
22.
Magnus got a 17.
That's a nice. 17 minus 2, a 15.
Wow.
You really are not charismatic.
I got an 18 plus 4, so I made him this. Because I'm good looking.
Shing, shing.
Sparkles going off.
Yes. If I had prestidigitation, that would happen. No, not for this character. Maybe for Adiago.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So everybody passes except for Izalcor, who passes out, falls unconscious for a minute.
Hey.
It's like that dank.
Slap.
Somebody slap him awake. He likes that.
See, now I gotta find that sound effect now. Smack, 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 smack.
You wanna try to look for it while we do a beer break?
Ooh. Beer break sounds good.
Yeah. Especially after this gruesome autopsy with a dagger.
You know what I like doing after talking about dead bodies? Eating and drinking.
Yum.
Yeah, so it's the top of the hour. It's time for a beer break.
Okay.
Cassie, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Tell us about Chosen Ones and go.
All right. So Chosen Ones, the podcast that we're a part of, I'm the DM for, Ripley's a player in. It's a D&D 5e podcast that has a visual novel twist to it. So we do upload exclusively to YouTube right now. And basically what that means is anytime there is a character introduced in a scene or anytime someone is talking, there is art for that character on the screen. And that's meant to kind of help to be an immersive way to enjoy it, just to add our own spin on things to make us stand out. And also we're all artists our cast, so all of the art drawn in this show is ours, besides the battle maps, which are got through Patreon, some map makers that we support. So the basic premise of it is basically these four people are known as Sparks, who have the potential to be a chosen one. It's kind of built into the society of how this world works. And it's their journey to trying to figure out who in the world is the next chosen one. It might be one of them. It might be someone else. There's more Sparks besides just them. So there are some like social things about being a Spark, and there's people who are like jealous of them, and there's people who just don't like chosen ones and Sparks and generally don't like the concept and how they fit into society. So it's like kind of going into the nuance of what a chosen one would be when it's more built into a world like that.
I like it.
So y'all animate stuff?
I have a degree in animation. Ripley does do some stuff every now and again.
No, I don't. Don't lie.
Every now and again, you surprise us and make something animated.
It's, yeah, sometimes, very rarely. I'm more into illustration.
So tell us about that.
Oh, you know, I illustrate on the side, trying to make a little bit of money. I like drawing lots of D&D characters mainly. And then Cassie is crazy in all the animation projects that they take on.
I do mostly I'm a jack of all trades. So, you know, I do podcast editing for some people. I do film editing for some people, advertisements, motion graphics, actual traditional animation. It just depends on the client.
What about sleeping? Do you do sleeping?
Oh, I sure wish I would.
No, they sure don't.
Red Bull.
Wow.
That's a Red Bull. Red Bull and kitties.
I have horrible schedules just because of deadlines and freelance. And I also have insomnia on top of that. So it's like, I'll finish my work and I'm just like, well, the sun's up. So I guess we're just awake.
The good old days. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure one day my body will kick itself and figure out what's happening, but not now. But yeah, Ripley does all of our, most of our thumbnails. Every now and again, I get a wild streak and want to make one, but Ripley does most of our thumbnails. And then if you watch our show, we use Roll20 for battle maps. We do actually show it since we have a visual component. Mm-hmm. And she also draws the character tokens that we use in Roll20. They're like little, the best way I know how to describe it is chibi. And that they're kind of like that simplified, like squished, very small proportions, or I guess big proportions. And then, so you can fit them all easily onto the screen. And that's also what we use when there's like 10 characters in a screen at a time. We won't use their full body references. We'll use their character tokens. Mm-hmm. So then you can put all of them on the screen. Our player for Theo animated the opening. I animated the ending. And then Zen and Jay are kind of busier, so they only drew their actual physical characters, but we all still do art.
Man,
Jay makes a lot of shitposts, so that's his contribution.
I like him.
We have Twitter accounts for the PCs, so like you can interact with them on Twitter if you want. And sometimes people ask questions and we'll like draw responses and stuff. And Jay kills me. He's a lawful good paladin, so he talks in like all capitals and like his character pretends that like obviously we're in fantasy time, so they're like, I don't understand Twitter, how to clean armor. Like it's very funny.
Right on. Right on. All right, so we're back into the story after the beer break. Mm-hmm. See, I can edit that right in, like smooth. And Izzelcore just got slapped back awake for a minute.
Like a hard slap?
Willow, roll a strength check.
Oh, boy.
Oh, please.
Plus 17.
Oh, no.
With advantage because he's knocked out. He's unconscious. Perfect.
That's a 19.
Wow.
Yeah, that woke his ass up.
And knocked him right back out. Not yet.
And he's like coming to like, oh, what happened? Just not again.
And then somewhere in the distance, everyone sees Izzelcore's grandma making tea, and all of a sudden she goes flying across the room. Hit you so hard, your grandmother feels it. Yeah. All right. So what do y'all want
to
do?
Well, sirs, would you like to go talk to Fex the Rakshasa?
I believe that we should, yes. We should be very careful about whatever just affected our teammate here, though. That didn't seem normal by any means.
Oh, don't worry about him. He's rather sturdy, and I just kind of smack him really hard in the back.
Well, for someone so sturdy, he fell down rather easily.
Yes, that happens a lot. You'll find out.
He's one of those shit charisma rolls.
Okay. Honestly, after Harper that? Is one to talk. She's got a negative one. So.
He is a nice lizard.
Does he look
like a goblin of gods?
Oh, yeah. Has he got any funky stuff going on from there?
Yeah.
According to the short-term madness, nope. That was
okay.
It.
Oh, cool.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Short-term madness, gotcha.
Yeah, so Christian Eichhorn wrote on here, let me see, you have to roll a charisma saving throw, DC 12, or suffer a short-term madness. Okay. And since everyone got above that 12, except for Izzelcore.
I barely passed that. Wow. All right, so yeah, Harper would, after that interesting dissection, after taking her notes and her sample and making sure teammate is up and ready to move. don't just leave him here. that would suck to wake up and everyone's like, oh, you were asleep, so we just figured you wanted to be.
We went on without you.
Yeah. Most asshole party.
Okay.
would like gesture with her chin to be like, let's head out. Let's go talk to this person everyone seems so afraid of.
Okay. So y'all are walking around town. What do you want to do?
Now I shoot the birds.
I just want to dance.
Harper, can I see that hair that you pulled off of the body?
Oh, sure.
Does this look like any sort of beast's hair that I've maybe seen before or like familiar at all in any way?
Would you say? I would say roll a, I'll make it your call, history check or nature check.
I'm going to take that nature check. I got nothing in history. Here we go. And just out of curiosity, since I'm partially ranger, does this seem like beast hair at all? Because if so, there are advantage on intelligence checks to... Or no, that would be survival. Never mind. Or no, and on intelligence checks to recall info. Does it seem like beast hair or no?
It's... You know what? I'm going to say yes. It seems like beast hair.
Okay. Then nature check is a 16.
Mm-hmm. Okay. With a 16... You definitely know that it's cat-like in nature.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will give it back to Harper then and say, certainly has a feline-like quality to it.
Feline.
All right, that definitely points more towards Fex, since Fex is a Rakshasa.
Mm-hmm.
So we should definitely go, and we should be careful around him, but we should definitely ask... about the acolyte.
Who wants to be good cop? Who wants to be bad cop?
No. Oh, I am really good at being a bad cop. Or is it bad at being a good cop?
I think you should stretch your boundaries then and try good cop. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I thought you said bad cop, bad cop.
No, we have
all good cop. We all just slather on cop. Bad cop, worst cop.
We can't do this. We did a different episode where we were all cops. Yeah. And I was bad at being a good cop, or I was just bad at being a cop, but I was a good cop.
And that was a good cop with a bad attitude.
Okay, so let's go talk to Fex. Everybody agree?
Let's go.
I'd say look for any torn tufts of hair on the body.
Cool.
Oh, fuck. He heard us. He's blowing the air horn.
Another party boat.
There he goes on the party boat.
Suckers!
He's escaping. Chasing, go.
All right, so where you're headed? What are you doing?
Going to see Fex.
Yep, going to see Fex. I would say being very wary of our travel there. Harper's kind of on edge after seeing that. She wants to make sure no one is tailing them or following them in the area.
Yeah, same. Definitely want to keep an eye out for anything like around the area. Anybody looking at them weird, things like that. Just keeping a general eye.
Okay, so you're saying you want to do an investigation check?
Investigation, perception, sure. Either.
I would say more perception than investigation. We're just...
But don't we want to do investigation?
No. Well, we get to I would so love to do perception.
Still love to investigate. It's a 0 in perception and a +6 in investigations, but
why,
I will...
Why don't you do investigate? The rest of us will perceive.
Yeah. Why don't you perceive, and then if you see something, I'll investigate it.
Deal.
Sucker. All right, so...
With no vision, but like incredible investigative skills, no like sense of... I've completely lost track of what I was going to say. The joke is dead. All right, continue.
She does, in her design, have glasses, so I think that makes sense. She needs to get really close to it.
Nerd.
Okay, so let's do this. Everyone's walking back in the general direction of the church. And Willow, roll me a perception check, right?
Yeah, sure thing.
And
natural Harper, 20.
Natural 20. God damn.
+7, so 27 altogether.
Perceives everything all the time, everywhere.
Everyone's shoelaces are untied.
I untied them.
Safety first, people. Safety first.
I can see sounds.
With that perception check, you do notice all the orcs and half-orcs running about, and you can definitely tell that these are more of like swamp people sorts of orcs, half-orcs.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? Yeah, thank you so much for this troll.
And they just start chomping away.
Oh, hey, let me go buy a little wall from the rim, okay?
You don't understand anything. You can hear them talk. They just have that drawl, that swamp people, swamp orc drawl. And through it all, you catch a whiff of the familial smell that they all kind of have together, living in the swamp, eating the same food source. Obviously, their personal hygiene all stems from the same pool of swamp ass everywhere, right? But delicious. Willow, you catch a whiff of something different, and through by just the association of it, being a damn good ranger that you are, you do notice something smells different. Someone smells different. This person, this orc you see, or you assume it's an orc, they obviously got a hood and everything roped up and everything, hiding themselves, walking away from you. You notice that's not orcish. With a natural 20, you can definitely tell that's very feline, very large catish. And based on the conversation you just had with Thalion about Rakshasas being of a feline descent, with a natural 20, you're spot on. You're locked in. Your natural, quote unquote, your natural hunter's mark just kicked on.
I like the idea that they're walking towards the church and Willow just stops and turns immediately and just starts walking, making a beeline towards that like individual. Like, just everybody like, yeah, we'll go to the church, and then she's just like gone.
Harper, who's probably like used to this working with Willow, turns and is just like, oh, Willow caught something.
Yeah, I'll go behind the person and put my hand on their shoulder.
Excuse me.
Yes, you have followed me. Excellent. You and I.
And this person is still walking, but walking slower for you can catch up. And obviously the way this individual is moving is intended for you to follow.
You will follow.
Okay, so you follow and you hear just ever so gently,
you and I, we have the same enemies. You do want to get rid of Java, I presume. We could come to an agreement, a temporary alliance, so to speak. She is corrupting this town somehow and must be erased.
And continues to walk.
Can I say that Harper is here too, having noticed Willow left?
I thought we were all kind of
I'm just double checking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you can say it. Tell you what, let me roll. No, go ahead.
That's fine. I just wanted to insight what they just said.
You wanted to insight what they just said?
Yeah. See if there's any nefarious purpose or anything behind their words. Except
sounds
I
like
won't.
They want to do a murder. So like,
well, I mean, I'm trying nefarious. To. I know, but like mislead us essentially with false information is what I'm looking for. But I got a 3, so
everything's well, no, square.
Like Harper, I wouldn't put my head together with you because from what we saw of the body that you were looking at, like all the insides are kind of mismatched and weird. But we found the tufts of hair. I'm wondering if maybe being an acolyte of the lurker is what caused the insides to be all scrambled up. Because I don't think that a Rakshasa, this one here hanging out in this town, is going to be an inside scrambler.
You think maybe he
was trying to help him or maybe the acolyte attacked him?
And it's not a cause. It's
There's more than meets the eye. And so I don't maybe the Rakshasa did kill this person.
Yes, I absolutely trust him as well. So
yeah, but I'm just saying we should keep more of an open mind than just the guilty until proven innocent mindset.
Always just a little suspicious of strangers, I suppose.
I don't blame you. It's what keeps people alive.
You are Fex, I assume, yes.
This is correct.
Man, I'm trying to go for an Antonio Banderas thing. I kind of feel... Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Were you there at the time of Harar's death?
Of course I am, since I was the one who finished him.
Mystery solved. Let's go home. Wasn't for you meddling kids.
Finished him, so you're not the one that started the job then. Was he being attacked by something else, or?
No, I was the one attacking and the killing.
Ah, good to know. Why?
There is much that you do not know of this town. But the question you should be asking right now is, why am I telling you this information?
Why are you telling us this information?
You're good.
By the lieutenant. They are very smart.
This is why I got this position.
It is because what I need from you is your assistance to help me in taking down Java, the lurker. It is a dangerous thing. It is corrupting the town. But I know I cannot do this on my own.
Do you have a plan, or was your plan just to ask for help?
We infiltrate and we take out Java. And in doing so, that will step me closer to the lurker.
Do you think those who follow her would so easily step back?
If all goes according to plan, it should be a possibility, yes.
What proof do you have that this Java and this lurker by proxy are corrupting this town?
The lurker, they change people. They change these orcs from inside out. After killing Harar, I ate his head for the simple feat of not allowing anyone to talk to the corpse.
So I have you to blame then.
Just nod your head like, oh, good move.
You couldn't have burned it, or I guess you didn't want it.
Why waste a perfectly good meal?
No. What that is, that's not in the script. That is the DM specifically getting at me.
Oh, no, it's here in the script. It says right here.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
This is his project.
The script says, right. I eat the head.
Yeah, verbatim. After killing Harar, Fex cut off the acolyte's head so its enemies can't make the corpse talk. Then Fex ate the head.
Huh.
Cool move, Fex.
Yeah.
Fex sounds like a stable person. Stable.
I'm just saying, Chris and Eichhorn, if y'all haven't checked out his adventures, this is why you should check out his adventures.
Yeah, they're all really good. They're fun. They're pretty well written. I
like the flavor of it. That was a bad word choice for eating the head.
I love the flavor.
Okay, so, Fex, how are we supposed to get you next to the priestess and the lurker? Because the priestess doesn't like you.
Afraid of you, it seems.
Yeah. There was a lot of, like, don't want to be around you, don't want to talk about you kind of vibes we got it from her.
Rightfully so. She is on my list. But I do have a good plan. I just need a team to help me.
Is this a head-eating list that you have?
Had the same thought.
At that moment, this orcish figure that you see stops, looks over at you, and Thalion, he just winks at you and immediately turns into a human.
Hey.
I can mimic her.
Let's see. Harper, very quickly, Arcana check.
Go, yeah. I almost said go for it, and I was like, that's me. I'll go for it.
Get him!
I got a 12.
With a 12, you know disguised self when you see it.
Yeah, I figured. Disguised self, that's useful.
Very useful for someone like myself. You will help, yes.
Well, I'm on board.
Yeah, I'd say with all the gathering information in my hot three, I'm also on board for this.
I have some questions. What is the lurker, and what can you tell us about the lurker, and what we're, if we agree to this, what we're getting ourselves into?
And the answer to your question is very simple.
And everyone has to come back next week when we finish this. No, hold on.
No, we still got 15 minutes.
15 minutes, man.
The lurker is an aboleth. It controls the minds of others. It uses its dominating powers to enslave those around it.
That might be why that effect happened earlier when we all looked into the corpse.
I see, I chose the wrong favorite enemy.
It's okay, Wither. We all make mistakes.
Aboleth, that's certainly worrisome.
Did you have any other questions that you were concerned about besides the lurker?
Well, yeah, so we get you in there, Fex, and you just... Why don't you just go in there by yourself and eat her head? Why do you need us?
In case things go awry.
Are you scared?
Okay, that's...
Or the lurker turns.
Okay, this is a good line of questioning and answering that we're on. So how could things go wrong? We get in there, you get in there, we all get in there. You see the priestess and we kill her. Then what?
We move forward with the lurker. We lure it out. Or we hunt it down in its own lair.
So the end goal is the aboleth. Okay.
You said the lurker turns?
Mm-hmm. Do you know how to kill a lurker or an aboleth? Fex, you ever done that? Is this your first time?
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Thank you. That's nice.
Do we know that it bleeds?
We know it does bleed. Yes, is the short answer.
I'm trying to keep within the 15 minutes, dude.
Well, you know what, Fex? You convinced me. Let's go.
You've done it. We're all convinced.
And I think I can significantly help us out all out with this because I can cast Pass Without Trace on everybody.
Oh, good. Love that spell.
I'm pretty sneaky. I have two questions, not for him, but just as we're walking and he's saying this, is anybody in the town giving us any strange looks?
Maybe? Nope. Okay. Yeah, passive perception. Yeah, no one's really doing much.
Okay, cool.
And then I guess, mind you, he's also whispering a lot of this stuff, so really nobody can really hear you. Yeah.
And I'm shouting, so no.
And then does...
Roll for performance.
Just scream it to the heavens. Now with this new information about, like, how this being is corrupting the people in the town, do these people look significantly different than what your average orc might?
Let me ask you, can you understand what they say?
I can.
No, I just thought that was their accent.
Oh, it definitely is.
I have comprehend languages, I just remembered.
but too late for that.
I'm still wearing my helm of comprehend languages, so I can understand what they're saying.
Okay, so Thalion, you and Harper, you can understand everybody.
Okay.
All right, so everybody doesn't understand, but y'all too can hear it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's the game plan for y'all? What y'all decided? You're going to help Fex, or are you going to help Java?
I think Fex has a more convincing argument.
Yeah, I think Fex is more along the lines of what our paramilitary organization is about.
Okay.
And would you know if, just by chance, the Shadow Tar is related to this as well? One of our compatriots seemed to have a adverse effect to it at some point, from what I've heard. Might they be right then?
Well, it's damn good adverse effect, man.
Soaked through the skin.
Yeah, it did soak through the skin. Yeah,
Oh, fuck, here she comes. Okay. Here comes Java.
act normal.
I know of Shadow Tar. It is very abundant in other places. This place, it is just a little podunk town. I'm pretty sure they would not recognize it if they saw it here.
Mm. They are missing out because, you know, when Isukul took part of the Tar, he was, as you say in the common, tripping the balls.
Speaking of tripping the balls, Magnus, go ahead and roll me a constitution saving throw.
Oh, boy. Oh, cool. That went better than I expected. Let's see. That's a 19.
With a 19... You start feeling this euphoric feeling.
That's normal for me.
So happy to be here.
Yeah.
You definitely have that wow, I feel kind of invincible, kind of a feel. Your skin feels numb. And
also normal.
Yeah. And give yourself an extra 5 temporary hit points.
Okay.
And I'm just going to keep that on the footnote here. Alrighty. So moving forward. What do y'all decide you want to do?
I heard someone say they had passed without a trace. I think that's a good first step to get in.
Yes.
Be me.
I would say it's probably best if there is an Aboleth to deal with it, regardless of whether or not the town wants it here. It's a danger to anybody else who comes near. And should they choose to spread their influence, might be a good call to nip this in the bud, as it were. So let's go get Java.
Like, you want to go get coffee?
Yes, yeah. I'm so thirsty.
Oh, thank goodness, because I thought you guys were talking about going into the temple and getting the priestess.
Oh, no, we would never kill anyone.
I'm almost positive that swamp water was just like salt water. Thank goodness. It's just, I'm so dehydrated.
Magnus, in the midst of this euphoria, kind of clasps both hands on Willow's shoulders and goes, you know, Lieutenant, you have such great ideas. Thank you for this.
Willow, can you roll a constitution saving throw?
Oh, fuck me. yeah, I'd love to. That's a 7.
7. So you're walking along and immediately you become paralyzed. And that's going to be for 6 minutes.
Ooh. Oh my god, I learned that. This is bad. I just pick him up in my arms like, guys, this is, do you know what? I don't know what this is.
Willow, are you, can you speak?
I don't think so, I'm paralyzed.
Yes, she's paralyzed.
I do a medicine check to see if we can unparalyze her.
All right, roll it.
Yeah. Ooh, that was a 9. Yeah, big old 9.
Niner. Nope. Can't do jack squat for her.
A niner.
Niner.
We talking on a walkie-talkie?
I don't know what happened. I touched the lieutenant and then they fell down. This is weird.
I don't think I have anything to help with that. No?
Why don't we sit here for 6 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah. 6 minutes later. Okay.
Before that happens, I do want to cast Identify because I can see what is affecting Willow.
Okay.
I can't dispel it, but I can get an idea of what's happening.
Shadow Tar.
Okay. Shadow Tar.
And is that only directed at one, or is it just like in an area?
It is the creature I touch.
Okay.
For Identify.
Okay. So you identify immediately Shadow Tar. So roll me a Constitution saving throw.
Oh.
Oh, this is a rad drug. Oh, fuck.
Oh, wait. You mean I am tripping the balls?
Yeah. When you hold on, roll a investigation check real quick.
Yeah,
it's a 16.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. For con.
Yes, and then okay. Magnus investigation check.
That was a 9.
A 9. You think it might have something to do when you slapped Izzelcore on the back?
Oh man! Right. Touching the lizard.
Ready for round two.
As they say in my culture, scheisse.
This goes to show, shouldn't play with your lizard in public.
Hi-oh! Okay, and the same effect that Magnus has undergone, Harper, you're feeling the same too.
Okay.
Your skin does feel numb, and you have 5 extra hit points of temporary hit points.
Okay.
Also, given the fact that I've now realized that, like, oh, this may have something to do with me slapping Izzelcore in the back, I just drop Willow. Just because I've been holding them standing upright, and then I've just dropped them immediately in realization.
Okay, you drop Willow, and Willow, you take 3 hit points, and you snap out of being paralyzed. But in doing so, your perception has permanently gone up by 2 points.
Mm. Oh, fuck.
Sweet.
Oh, wow.
The fucking +9, then. Jesus.
I feel great.
Why can I suddenly see better?
All right. Are we ready to go in? Everybody good?
Yeah, I'm going to ignore everything that just happened. Let's go in.
Go in, and I'm going to wash my hands.
Yes, everyone wash your hands.
Yeah, pusher man.
More like backslapper man. Okay, so everybody goes into the church, and you see Java there and a bunch of her acolytes there. What do you want to do?
Would you say that this Java is in a hut or not?
Sorry. It is not a hut.
Did we cast Pass Without a Trace before coming in?
No one said it, so you
did. No, we did.
Okay, you did.
Uh-huh. I'm like, we talked about it a couple times.
We totally talked about it several times.
Yeah.
Talked about it, but no one spell casted it yet. But go on, Izzelcore. We'll say that you did, okay?
Okay.
Because you said you were going to do it, right?
Yes, that was the plan.
So should we all roll stealth then? Or are we just
going to... With plus 10.
Heck yeah.
Now, is that plus 10 on top of the stealth advantage we already have?
Yeah,
yes.
On top of.
Oh, look at boy. That.
I don't even have to roll the dice to pass.
Got a nat 20. I am at, wow, that is 32.
God, no.
I got a 31. And I did not roll a nat 20. So is that a 30-31?
So really, at this point, I think what I'm listening for is anyone rolling a natural 1.
Nope. Rolled a dirty 35.
Sweet.
We just all want to feel impressive right now.
Feel a little bad.
You know what? I think we need to stop using dirty 20 and start using funky 20. I think that sounds better.
Funky 20?
Funky 20.
Funky 20. I got a funky 35.
We always a natural 20, which sounds like we're doing some science-y experiment.
Funky 20, I like that. Bring on the funk. Hell yeah.
Makes sense. Funky 35. Everybody's tripping right now.
All right, so how do you want to do this? How do y'all want to move?
Like ghosts within. Snap her neck. No.
I was going to say, did we ever really come up with a plan of action? Like, we're going to kill her or capture her?
Okay, and then... snap the neck. Go ahead and roll that attack.
Wow.
All right. Gosh.
Yeah, Harper, roll a...
I am a baby wizard. This is going to... strength, I'm guessing.
Strength or athletics, your choice.
Oh, they're both bad, so strength is a nat 1.
Give her a neck massage.
Yeah.
She is now uncomfortable.
Gains hit points from the Shadow Tar.
With my nat 1, that's a 2, so.
Okay, with a nat 1.
Let's go back to golf rules, so that's a...
Yeah, well, we tried that already.
Yeah.
Well, hold on, I'll say this. Because you are passing without a trace, roll it at an advantage.
Nice.
That sounds right, though, right, guy?
It does sound right.
It does.
That's a 16, then.
16.
I think Leon Steph said, no, your hands, put them right here. Right here.
We're, like, all gathered around her. She can't see us at all, and we're just like...
It's a training evolution.
So what happens, here's what happens, is that with the natural 1, you run up behind Java, and you put your hands on her neck, and she stops, and she goes, what are you trying to do? You're like, snap your neck. No, that's wrong. You put your hand here and here, and you twist like this. Yeah, that's it. And she just collapses dead.
Like in Spaceballs.
That was far too easy.
Do the neck pinch thingy. Oh, no, that's up here.
You gotta do it where the shoulder meets the neck.
Thank you all for the anatomy lesson.
Just paying you back.
Yeah, congratulations, you just killed Jabba.
Jabba was not the Aboleth, though, right?
No, she was not.
I didn't think so.
That was step one.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a whole bunch of acolytes around, so didn't they just see...
Are we just that hidden with all of our ridiculous stealth?
They're just going to call it divine intervention.
They look up and they're like, God, we understand. We got that message.
Thank goodness. She deserved it.
They're all like, she was so devout, and she just collapsed. Man, fuck this church. I'm out.
They just all look at each other like, yeah, we didn't see anything, right? You didn't see anything? None of us saw anything? Okay, good. And then we'll
leave. I was shit, never girl. Pious.
What are you going to drink?
Man.
Want to do some shadow tar?
I got something in the pocket.
So how do you want to handle the rest of this? I'm going to leave it open.
I am officially 3 minutes overdue for time.
Cool. So then you'd say that y'all killed Jabba and then Fex sets everything else into motion?
Yep. Yes. And then we just kind of follow along.
All right. Cool. So then Magnus.
Yo.
You hear...
Major Blunt, over. Over. Blunt, over.
My sending stones. 1 second.
Major Blunt, over.
Oh, hi, Major. It's so wonderful to hear you again.
Status report, quick.
We are over in Davin's post.
Have you secured the beachfront?
We are working on it. I'm, like, kind of looking at the other guys and just kind of nodding, like, yeah, we're all in agreement.
Nods, yeah.
Yeah, we're just going to take care of this Aboleth real quick, and then, yeah, we're good.
What the hell are you talking about an Aboleth? I was just talking about the beachfront that we're trying to set up there.
I, like, panically, in a panic motion, just throw the sending stone to Thaleon.
Potato.
Yes, sir. Major, the beachfront is open, ready for you to come in. We are at the temple in the middle of the town, and I think we're going to engage an Aboleth.
Very well. What the hell's an Aboleth, and why are you engaging? Are you supposed to be looking for the Shadow Tower? Over.
Can't hear you. You're breaking up. I throw it back to Magnus.
We are going. I'm like pretending that we're that I'm losing a signal. Just like we are working on the shadow.
Throw it in the water.
I just throw it to Harper.
This game of hot potato. Yeah.
She takes it and she's just like, we'll get back to you soon.
Roger that. Keep investigating the river. Move up ahead as quickly as possible. We're going to send reinforcements to that position. Over.
You got it. We need to get some coffee first. She hangs up.
And congratulations. You just concluded chapter 3 in a very messy way, but still, I think I call it a win.
Yay. We didn't die. That's a win.
Mm-hmm. Harper's like, who needs spells when I can brute strength?
As a wizard.
I, the wizard.
The wizard just snaps up his neck.
Alrighty, gang. Very cool. Thank you so much for everybody. It was a lot of fun. It's definitely a different approach than what was intended, but I think
that's what we do.
Par for the course.
Yep.
Yeah, it was fun.
Chosen Ones, y'all release stuff every Thursday?
Yep, every Thursday.
Perfect. Cassie, Rip, thank you so much again for hanging out with us for a while.
Of course, a pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Every time we say, whenever a DM plays as a PC, a D20 gets its wings. All right, y'all have a good night.
Yeah, you too. Have a good one.
All right, until next time.